This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
I've recently discovered that I'm a person with codependency issues, in romantic relationships mostly. I've been trying to get into therapy for this, and I recently bought a book called Codependency No More, but I'm scared to read it. I feel like it's going to make me feel worse. I feel like...
Oh my God, I feel that so hard, dude. Oh my God. I know that I have this problem. I brought a book about it, and I can't crack open the book. That's so real. Oh my God, another week of me being in my black sweatsuit.
Wow, and another week of me having the same water for my fizzy box.
And crap, I didn't move into my apartment.
I do this so yeah, Mac didn't move. Okay, Mac, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
2.
Bad. 2? Lame.
You chose 4, which is a multiple of 2, dude.
That's not how it works. Some numbers are cool and other numbers aren't.
This is so exciting. I'm actually thrilled right now. Okay, wait, did you give me a size 8?
Two is such a pick me because it's like even and a prime. And it's like, oh, look at me. I'm even and a prime. Okay.
4 is way worse. 4 is like traditional American family. This is what everyone wants.
My little gay family has 2 cats. Are we a traditional American family?
No.
You're a traditional lesbian family.
That's true.
You guys are a 5, for sure.
Wait, hold on. Are we reusing water here? Is this,
good luck kisses.
You're putting me in ashes water?
Yeah, bro. It makes like pretty colors.
I just love to swim in your old bath. Oh, sorry. I don't know if anyone's going to even know what I'm referencing there.
That's Max 8.
Wow. Thank you, Elena, showing us.
Yo, some bitch is a fucking genius for coming
Seriously.
Up with this.
Oh, did you guys hear this?
The amount of money. What did you write in your notes, Ashley?
No, we have to see the ring first. I want to see the.
Wait,
I don't
I
want
love
anyone.
This fizzy audio. Oh my gosh, this image is actually. I'm sorry, I have to take a picture of this right now.
For those of you at home, Elena, this is some witchy shit, by the way.
This is absolutely hilarious.
Elena is ladling a ring out of some blue fizzy water. A black cat is rubbing its head all over me. It's very Halloween up in here.
Wow, look at my profile.
Yeah, show us the profile, Elena.
Show us the profile.
Oh, wow, Mac, you remembered. You're going to do so good in school.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you.
That's so cute.
Did you buy that?
Wow, you really are, like, I can tell you're good at this. Like, you're doing all the things. I've never seen it, but I know you're doing it.
This is so good. Profile.
This is your profile?
Elena's showing the profile. It's very, profile? It's rigid.
Oh,
it's
she's
green.
Let's see. Possibly
love the
chunky.
Green.
Oh, no, I think she's dainty.
No way, I love dainty. Let's oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I hope mine's worth more than Ashley's.
Yeah, we'll see what the retail. I thought it was 148.
148. Oh, it's dainty. It's dainty.
Oh my gosh. Ashley's was bulky.
Shut up.
Smoky topaz.
Don't body shame my ring.
Oh, you got a double. Oh my God.
I got a double.
You got a double.
What the fuck, bro?
I got a double.
What the fuck?
It's almost like 2 was a good number. Okay, these are actually cute. Are they silver?
So this one is Smoky topaz, cubic zirconia, rhodium plating, MSRP 130. So not quite as much. Oh, wow. So it's like on a silver kind of plating, but you can't really see it in this camera.
This
but
is the ugliest
color,
shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
You're just saying that. You're lying. This is actually it's cute.
I'm not
the
lying.
Stones
you
are
know
smoky
it's not cute.
Topaz.
Stop it.
I will actually
everyone
wear that.
Stop it.
No,
no
this
you
is
won't.
Actually cute. Yes, Ashley. This one is actually cute. I'm like kind of bummed out that you guys aren't getting to see any of the super ugly ones because there are there's some really bad ones.
It's almost like two
really
was a good
big,
number to pick.
Big chunky guys.
Okay, can I tell you what happened?
This is
so
horrible.
I went to Jen's family's for Thanksgiving and it was so fun and I had the best time. We hadn't seen each other in a while, obviously, because she's been in LA and she gets back next week. And I'm like so fucking excited. Mm-hmm. But we were just, I don't know. We were just like doing pillow talk or whatever. And I think she said to me, I think she said to me, she was like, we were talking about something and she goes, oh, actually, I don't want to tell you. I'm like embarrassed. And I was like, oh, like, but tell me, please. And then I joked, I was like, you know, a better person would be like, okay, when you're ready, you can tell me. And then we both started cracking up and we were like, that's no Elena. Like that. Elena with her, with your partner, you're like, anytime your partner is like, I don't really want to say, you're probably like, that's okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready. Whereas any normal person is like, tell me right now, you piece of shit.
I have to practice my skills. This is going to be my career.
So you admit that's what you do?
No, I mean, if we're for the bit, sure, but no.
Okay, so there's a little part of you that's human that's like, that needs to know.
Maybe that's my anti-counselor flaw, but also part of the reason that I feel like I'm drawn to counseling. I want to know every secret ever. So if someone is saying I don't want to say something, I'm like, you can say
it. Yeah, you are in it for the wrong reasons, bro.
She's got that twinge in her eye.
Tell me all your secrets.
Mine is, oh, come on, tell me. And then, of course, if you're not ready to tell me, don't tell me, but also tell me.
But also tell me right now.
Yeah, but also tell me immediately.
I'm the same as Ashley. I'm like, that's really cute. Like, what's making you embarrassed? Tell me.
Wait, so did she tell
that's
you?
Cute.
I don't think so. I forgot. Oh. I don't even remember.
Yeah, tell all of us.
Yeah, tell us all.
The thing that she was hesitant to tell you.
Jen, what was it?
Can I tell you guys like what a simp I am?
Yeah.
I
know.
Wait, how about you
pretend
you don't want to tell us and then we have to convince you?
You guys, there's something about me that you don't know.
Oh my God, tell us.
No, I don't want to tell you.
That's okay. Whenever you're
no, come on. Look at Fulton went. Tell them.
Fulton, come on, tell us.
He missed me. Like, he's really missed me. I've been gone so much. And then I get back.
His little claws.
And he's like in rare form. He's like wants me to pick him up. And
okay, tell us.
Tell us.
Well, I'm also getting my period for the last week.
For 2 weeks.
And also my voice is killing me. My vocal cords are so tired. I need to go on vocal rest.
Did you get some tea?
Yeah,
I did.
Did you get your tea?
I am getting my period, but last night I was just like, I keep thinking. So Jen and I have discussed like when I'm going to propose. And we decided it was first late 2024. And then Jen was like, let's make it 2025. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do it on like New Year's Day. So we are getting into 2024, which means I have to figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I have to plan it. I have to buy the ring. Bro. I have to do like all this stuff.
Well, not anymore.
Elena will provide the
not
ring.
Anymore.
Elena's got the ring.
You don't have to buy any rings. Just tell me your size.
But I...
Seven?
I,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm like thinking about like, you know, I've been getting more like, I'm like getting a suit for Christmas. Just to treat myself. I'm like thinking about like what I'm going to, I'm just like thinking about all the things. Like I'm so excited. And I was just sitting on the couch last night crying about all of it. But I am getting my period. So it might
fucking
be that.
Simp.
I don't think it's that.
I am a simp. She's so the guy and I'm so the girl. It's really funny.
Do you, so I guess you can't really tell us any of your plans. Jen, stop listening if you're listening. But like, tell us what some of the stuff actually, that you're thinking.
This is like weirdly the safest place. She does not listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Don't send this to her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listeners. I forget that other people listen to this. I forget that it's not just us three.
I trust them, though. They're not going to send it to her.
The other Jen's like a celebrity on the other pod. I don't know if she's as much of a celebrity here. Also, remember when I was calling her main babes? I kind of missed that.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was cute.
Main babes.
But yeah, she doesn't want like a public thing.
Okay.
I've been fake proposing to her in public at the end of my shows in front of like 1,000 people, 1,500 people. If she's at the show, we do like a fake proposal. It's really funny to see the mix of people who are genuinely excited and other people who are like, no, no one wants a public proposal. Stop. Stop right now.
I was about to ask you guys what your engagement rules are.
This is
like,
great.
Like, stipulations.
This is great. I just want to do it. I'm of two minds because, like, you could do it on a trip, which is, like, so romantic. But if you do it in your hometown, then you have, like, a place that's, like, so special that you can revisit again and again and, like, remember that moment.
That's cute. Oh, I think I like that better. I never thought about that.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But also,
I don't know.
Maybe do you want it to be somewhere that's not so accessible? Maybe that's what makes it more special. Like, maybe the fact that it would be so close to you in your hometown would make it less.
Yeah, that's possible.
Special, I guess. I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
I think she's going
to
want something very intimate.
Make sure she gets her nails done and make sure she's dressed cute.
Are you going to try to get it on video?
Obviously. Come on, man.
Dude, she's a content creator.
I'm trying to make money, all right?
Yeah, you guys are live streaming.
This is every content creator's biggest revenue stream is getting married.
No, can I tell you what I'm actually going to do? Yeah. I've already gotten permission from Jen. After I propose the first time, I'm going to do a series of public fake proposals all filmed, and I'm going to post them on TikTok over and over and over again until people start to figure it out.
That's the best idea.
I'm gonna have a voiceover, lesbian wedding proposal, and then just like just watch me ask my gay girlfriend to marry me at Disneyland. Watch me ask my gay girlfriend to marry me under the Eiffel Tower, just over and over and over again, and just farm that shit for views.
If you want to do like a flash mob, me and Elena will.
If you guys steal this, if someone out there steals this idea, I'm gonna kill you.
Let me and Mac be a part of one in Europe.
No, because I won't be engaged to her yet. I mean, I guess I could tell her that
fake one.
Yeah, I guess I could tell her it's fake.
A fake one early.
Well, what should we do? We could each film a fake one.
You guys, this is copyright infringement. I'm messing around.
No, but I mean together.
Oh yeah, watch us triple propose to our girlfriends in France.
Poly couple proposes.
Polycube proposes.
Lesbian polycule proposes.
That's so
this is
good.
The chosen family podcast.
Oh yeah,
we're a polycule now.
Family polycule, yeah.
Wait, have you seen that video of the guy? I don't know their pronouns. I'm assuming the guy that was like, I started Wellbutrin and I woke up one day and I was like, why am I polyamorous?
No.
Oh God, no. It's so funny. It's so funny. It actually made me laugh so hard because like, yes, there are generally genuinely polyamorous people out there, obviously, but I do also feel like we live in a world where everyone's super anxious and depressed, and maybe some of the queer like kind of non-traditional things that we're doing might be a search for meaning.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that it would make perfect sense if medication was the thing getting us out of our bubble.
Out of our like, bubble?
Like pushing us outside of our...
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like, do you really need to be dating 5 people or are you just depressed? Like, how many sources of love do you need? You guys are holding back because it sounds anti-poly. I'm in an open fucking relationship.
That's not what... No, I'm just trying to... I'm thinking about it too seriously. That's all. Like, seriously considering...
The therapist in you is
the
like...
The implications of this. Like,
But anyway, this is the Chosen Family Podcast. I am your father, Ashley Gavin.
I'm your mom, Elena Joy. I'm your
hot teenage
mom.
Brother, Mac Inchmeat. Your fizz mom. What is it?
Kiss you mom. Are baby. Diamonds. Don't try and pull. Nope. Oh. Shh, 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 shh. Baby.
Baby. Mac is baby.
What's the saying?
Every week we gather around the family dinner table and we answer your questions, but we prioritize questions from the Patreon because mm-hmm. they're better than you. They donate to keep this family alive. It's Get true. A job, queer, it's- and oh then my- donate your money to the Patreon.
Ashley, hold on.
How are you guys?
I love this bit so much. It makes me want to be angrier every time. Every time you guys do that, I want to be like, all right,
okay. Whoa.
Any other updates?
I mean, school is, I have sent in, I've completed the application for to transfer into the thesis program. So we'll see if that.
No way.
When do you get, when do you get word back?
Remember when you were like, oh, it's only a possibility.
What do you mean?
Before you were like, it might not even happen.
Well, yeah, it might not. I still have to get accepted.
Oh my God, it's just absolutely full of shit.
No, because I'm getting adjudicated alongside all of the new applicants. It has nothing to do with me being in the other program already. It's like a whole new application.
That's terrifying, also, but we're manifesting for you.
Thank you.
It's that's already done.
That's what I'm looking for. So fingers crossed for that.
Ashley's saying it's already done because she's the supreme manifester.
That's true.
I am supreme manifester.
In case you guys have forgotten. So Ashley that's already knows true. That it's done.
I don't remember Zara why I am.
I don't remember why you were.
And then you manifested Mac's relationship. And you manifested,
you manifested your disability.
You manifested EDS. Yeah. You manifested a lot of good stuff.
Supreme.
So if you could manifest me into the thesis program, that would be great. If that happens, things are going to get even more intense. But we're just riding it for now. Just riding the wave, trying to stay above water.
Should we do some questions? Should we make this like a question-filled episode since
yeah,
we could. We haven't really been on that?
Guys, don't I need a haircut?
I think your hair looks good.
I just moved and now I don't have a hairdresser here. So I told my girlfriend she has to learn how to cut my hair.
Just ask Shannon Beveridge where she gets her hair cut, okay?
We don't have the same cut, dude.
And you know hairdressers only do one cut. One cut per hairdresser.
I have trouble moving from hairdresser to hairdresser. That's a difficult thing.
No way, not you who's literally afraid to go to Europe.
Trust exercise. I get that.
It's scary. I got a really bad haircut when I was 8.
That's why I just do it myself.
No, of course. Of course. It is scary. But the good news is that it will grow out.
Yeah. Okay, Ashley, I have to... Hold on. Mac, okay. So last episode, we were applauding you for skimming and choosing a good question. Ashley, if you go into the mailbox chat room, she didn't skim a single thing. She read us the first two questions.
Fuck you.
The two questions that she read on the last episode are the first two questions.
They were good.
You did no skimming.
You want me to skip a question? I skimmed the first page.
It's I'm really disappointed
how
in you.
How little changes around here.
I can't do anything right in this family.
You're right. You can't.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks so much for listening.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I absolutely love Factor because it's just really easy to cook on, you know, in a last-minute situation. I'm super busy. And so making something healthy and delicious quickly, that's really important to me. And Factor has me covered.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code CHOSENFAMILY50 at factormeals.com/CHOSENFAMILY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
There's one about codependency.
Oh, yeah, that's my bread and butter.
You want to do that one?
What's the question?
This person says, I've recently discovered that I'm a person with codependency issues, in romantic relationships mostly. I've been trying to get into therapy for this, and I recently bought a book called Codependency No More, but I'm scared to read it. I feel like it's going to make me feel worse. I feel like...
Oh my God, I feel that so hard, dude. Oh my God, oh my God, that's so good.
I know
I have this problem. I brought a book about it and I can't crack open the book. That's so real.
I know I need to build up my self-esteem and concentrate on myself for once instead of others. Are there any tips you guys have or have any of you battled with or are battling with codependency? I just want to be able to have healthy relationships with people that I'm romantically involved with. So codependency tips.
So do you guys want to hear the saga?
When do you define it as codependency?
I think that the technical definition of codependency has to do with like fusing your identities. Like when you can't do something without the other person, or your emotional well-being depends on the emotional well-being of the other person. So it's kind of like you take responsibility for their experience and they take responsibility for your experience, or you give them responsibility for your experience. Does that make sense? It's like...
Yeah, that I understand.
The saga, Ashley.
The saga. It all started from birth.
Oh, here we go.
Because I got some mommy issues. Compounded by a dead father. I'm sure you understand. I don't have to lay out much more. In every relationship I was ever in, I found myself doing ridiculous things in order to make my partner happy. Many times, not even because I want to take full responsibility for myself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can impose things onto yourself that your partner isn't necessarily doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like taking responsibility to do things that you don't need to do. You think you're supporting the partner, but what you're really doing is opening a door to a ridiculous power imbalance in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And also, like, when you do that, it invites the partner. If you, like, admit guilt for something you're not guilty for, the other person will, quote unquote, not even knowingly take advantage of that, right? Like, if you put out there that this is something that's your responsibility, they're going to start to treat you that way. You're manifesting that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not here to say that my partner has made me do anything, but I was in some pretty, like, crazy situations where like I was constantly like
paying their rent.
I was in a long distance relationship where I drove 6 hours almost every weekend to the fault of like, you know, fucking up my job, kind of like I was tired at work and like stuff like that. And so you know, if you find yourself in those situations, it sucks. And what I did for this person, what I did was I hit a rock bottom. I got out of my relationship and I said, you are so bad at this. You are genuinely so horrific at this. You need to just stop dating entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And I did many, many other things. I had already started meditating at this point. I was already in therapy. I was bringing in exercise. I was working on my anxiety and my depression generally, because all of these things like cycle into one another. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing that I really changed about relationships specifically is I said, I'm not going to date seriously for a year minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And I slutted for a year, and I was a monogamous person. Mm-hmm. I never had casual sex. I didn't even think I was a person who could have casual sex. Like, this is how I know on here I'm like, I'm such a slut. Open relationship pussy. Like, that's like what people think I am, but that's like not mm-hmm. who I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
And by being in these relationships that were not serious, just like flings,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to like fall in love with these people and wanting to move in with them immediately, mm-hmm. I was able to observe behaviors in people without getting into it immediately, and was like, oh, this person isn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I should not date them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like I had exposure to so many different types of people. It was like so helpful for me.
Well, and exposure to yourself.
Yes.
And who you are when you're not in relationship with someone else. Like, if you have an issue with codependency, there's an issue with fusing your identity with somebody else's identity. So when you stay out of relationship for a while, you are practicing being your own whole self, your own
yes.
full person.
Yes.
So I think that's a really good... that's a really good kind of first step.
And for you, it might be the opposite. But for me, like, I'm a pretty competent type A individual. Mm-hmm. For me, it was always finding people who were relying on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was yeah. like, that mm-hmm. was the type of codependency that I was involved yeah. in.
You wanted to feel needed.
Like, it feels good.
I think
to,
so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. And then I met Jen, and very purposefully did not move into that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So different than any other relationship. I did not have that quick head over heels, sick to my stomach in love in one day feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much, I mean, like, obviously, like, it's so much healthier. It's so much better. It's such a deeper love than I've ever experienced, you know, despite that feeling. Yeah, it really helped. I cannot tell you, if you are codependent, like, doing a year by yourself is like really helpful. And I think mm-hmm. really important.
And if you are already in a relationship and you don't want to leave, like you want to stay in that relationship, it's still practice. And it's, I would almost say, like, experiments. Like, you need to experiment with not taking responsibility for your partner's emotions. So, like, if an example is, like, you have trouble, let's say, spending time with your friends without your partner, like, making plans outside of your partner, challenge yourself and, like, you know, make a small, have a phone call, do something small that doesn't involve your partner, see how it feels, see what kind of thoughts come up for you, see what kind of feelings come up, see how your partner responds. Being in therapy is important, because you probably are going to need some support in doing these things. But yeah, you want to be able to be your own full person.
It's better for the relationship too.
Yes. Well, and the relationship, that's the thing, is it's like the relationship needs is a third piece. Like, there's your full human, full person partner, and you as a full individual human all by yourself, two separate whole people building something together. And that also allows, this is like going a bit into Esther Perel, like dating in captivity, sex in a long-term relationship space, but that also allows for like eroticism and sexuality and chemistry and excitement to continue to live, because that dies when that space between the two of you completely closes and you become enmeshed. There is no room for desire, because there's mystery. There's no looking at this other person. Like, part of the excitement of dating somebody and, like, falling in love is you look at this other person. Ooh, I'm getting a little bit chills. Is looking at somebody And having that feeling like, oh my God, like this, that's a person, and there's so much I don't know, and there's so much that I want, and what are they thinking, and what's this going to be like? You lose that when you fuse. But by maintaining your own separate identities, there is that continuous space to look at the other person and feel that kind of, that mystery, right?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's also just like, it's such a, for your own personal safety, it's so important to have a good relationship with whether it's your family, your friends, all of these other people. And it's also good for the relationship. Like when, you know, I don't know if you guys know, I went like through something over the summer. And
that's so weird. I didn't notice.
Never heard of it.
No, everything seemed totally normal.
Well, I was going through something. And the fact that Jen did not have to be the only person shouldering me in a crisis was so much healthier for our relation. And Jen was an angel, and she did so much to support me. But the fact that, like, it tired her out, you know? She hated seeing me like that. It was really stressful for her. And for the fact that I could go to my sister, that I could go to my best friends, that I could, you know, like, go to the people in my life and not just make her life, you know, this all-encompassing thing. You know, it was so helpful. Like, you need that community around you.
And the flip side of that is the, you know, if Jen was codependent, right, there's also the side of it that that shows her independence, that she's not threatened by, in some way, you getting support from others. Because there are people out there who then want to kind of be the only support, but that's
you're getting, I never even thought of that.
It like that to me shows her independence and her kind of I don't know, comfort, trust, safety, like all those wonderful things that she's encouraging and like benefiting from, as she should, you having a wide circle.
Damn, I'm like dealing with this hardcore right now because I just moved out here, and like I like know people out here, but it's not the same. Like, I would call them like internet friends. Like, and it's not even like how it is with you guys, where if we were in the same city, I would want to hang out with you and like do something with you. But like my whole family is in Missouri, and my sister, who is like also my best friend and just kind of little soulmate type vibe. So I'm like, on the other side of the spectrum right now, freaking out, trying to, I'm like panicking, trying to form my individualism out here, because I hate being, I hate not feeling codependent, because I don't really feel codependent. I hate feeling like everything I have out here right now is through my partner, if that makes sense. Which when she was in Missouri with me is the same way she felt when she was there, because it's like you're in a new place and, you know, everything is completely fresh, and I guess it could be a lot worse. Like, I could not have those internet friends that I'll, like, make plans with and do stuff with and everything, but, like, Christmas is coming up, and she's telling me about all of these plans we have with her family and everything, and I'm just, like, I'm excited, but I'm also, like, I don't know. It's my first Christmas away from home, and, like, I wish that I had things going on. I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm going to cry, but
no, but it, that's,
let it out, Mac.
That's like, you know, that's the,
let it out.
The,
think about Europe and just let
the,
it rain.
The vulnerability of being dependent, even if it's temporary.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like codependency. That sounds like you are kind of in a forced dependent situation, and that's uncomfy.
Tongue side mouth emoji for the listeners. But I get to call Mati every day, so we talk, like, all the time. She was at the doctor the other day, and she was getting some tests done for something. She's fine. But when we were texting afterwards and all the tests came back fine and everything, I was like, it's so fucked up that a part of me was almost hoping that, like, something came back bad, so I had to fly home. I was like, obviously I'm kidding, and I don't actually want that to happen, but
at least then I could fly home and see her.
Oh,
I miss her. She's going to come.
I know. I feel so sad for you, Mac. When you were telling me you were going to move, I was like, this is going to be so hard with Mattia. This is going to be really difficult.
Well, the good thing is that Mattia's like looking at coming out here next year. So we're both very determined to not be separated.
Right. Well, and you're starting.
Sounds like you're in a codependent relationship with your sister.
I think I might be codependent with Mattia.
That's
hilarious. I think,
family enmeshment. That's a thing.
I was reading this book. It's about attachment styles.
No more?
No. It's called Attached. LOL.
Oh, that's so good.
You like that book?
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's really good. But it had me take like this really in-depth quiz online about my relationships. Mattia was the only person that I had a secure attachment with. Isn't that hilarious? Anyway,
can I tell you something? Maybe you'll relate.
Wait, before you say, Ashley, just that for the person who asked the question, something I actually just thought of as another kind of tip. When you're experiencing like non-secure attachment, one of the things that they say to do is imagine somebody that you know is securely attached and try and guess what would they do in this situation. So if you know that you and Mattia are securely attached, you could take that into your codependent relationship and go, how would I respond to this if it was Mattia?
Yeah.
Or how would, and that kind of helps you.
That's great.
Conceptualize. You just pretend your girlfriend is your sister.
And you don't prank them.
Right.
Okay, sorry, Ashley, what were you going to say?
This is hilarious.
Well, my best friend, I don't really talk about him on this podcast, but my best friend is moving to Los Angeles and...
From New York?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it, like...
Oh.
That's another thing I've just, like... I don't think I've, like... He told me and I immediately started just crying, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sad about it. We're really close.
Good thing you like planes.
I know, and I'll be out there. I go out there a fair amount. But like he is my chosen family.
Yeah.
We are each other's chosen family. We did Christmas together last year.
Yeah.
And like in Mexico. We didn't want to be with our families. And so we went to Mexico together and, you know, we've been best friends for like 7 years now in New York and we like write together and, you know, like I'm just like, so he and I fight more than Jen and I do. Like he's like my brother, you know, and he drives me crazy and I love him. And you know, he lost his partner 2 years ago to COVID. And so obviously that was like a really intense bonding experience that we had together because it was like, it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. So we weren't seeing a lot of people and like we were talking every day and I'm just going to miss him so much. And yeah, I'm really sad about it.
Yeah, it's a part of your daily life. Like that's a part of your circle.
So I'll be out in LA a lot. Is what I'm trying to say.
Then I'll have a friend out here.
Oh, you should know Sam.
I could come too.
I should all come.
Don't you guys fucking hate that we live in this world where even when you do find people that you like love and want to be around for the rest of your life, stupid shit puts you in different places. I
or
fucking hate that.
Moving.
The commune is becoming more and more appealing.
I had coffee yesterday with one of my best friends and he's talking about moving. And I was like,
where?
It's hitting everyone.
What? Why would anyone leave Vancouver in Canada? I don't understand.
Well,
like that's a place in Canada. I was in Toronto though. That's insane. What?
He's from Australia.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
And also like if you live in Sun, and that's like your whole thing is Sun. Vancouver's a nightmare because it's. Like
I am
London.
So tired of these
Nobody
people, would
come
Mac.
Here. Who would come
talking
here?
About
rains.
Like Sun? You're soft, dude. Like You're soft.
So what if I am?
Ooh. Whoa.
Okay, fine. Well, Sam had expressed to me, he was like, he said all the career reasons, and he's so funny. We really are like older sister, little brother. He mm-hmm. sat down, he was like, I'm going to say all the career things, and I know you have an argument against each one. And I was like, yes. He was like, okay, let's skip those. I don't think that I can move forward from losing Jonathan if I stay in New York. It's just like too emotional. Yeah. And I was just like, how do I argue with that?
You know? Can't fucking argue with that.
No, I can't. God. Like, and also it's not even my place to fucking argue with him about what he wants to do with his life. But, but yeah. Yeah. I'm sad.
In my brain, I'm like, Ashley, you should move out here, but you would fucking hate it, wouldn't you?
I really would. I really, really don't like LA. I, the sun is cool, like the hiking is cool, but the driving and the people.
Can I get a round of applause for driving a U-Haul here?
I mean,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, did you see anything cool on the way?
It was just like beautiful. I'm like, I've never driven through that part of the country. So we drove Missouri, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona.
Oh my God. So you drove through that highway through the desert with all the cacti.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Is so that not cool. the most beautiful stretch of highway?
Oh my God. It was so cool. There was like one.
Mac, if you think that's beautiful, you should see Europe.
Okay. Way to make it about you. But
have you ever heard of Europe?
Yeah.
It is like really beautiful, Mac.
Yeah. No, I know.
I believe you guys. I believe you guys.
No, and
it was really cool.
The Arizona desert and stuff. Beautiful, too.
I have never seen that before. It was crazy that there was just nothing around. I will say, U-Hauls in the cabin, so loud. Like,
oh really?
So extremely loud. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was
how
really
long was
loud
the drive
on the highway. We were actually driving for like 23-24 hours. But with stops, we stopped for 2 nights.
Did you go anywhere interesting?
No. Honestly, I just planned the stops based on time, like where we were going to land when we were done driving for the day. Because originally when we were first supposed to move back in like fucking July
last year,
we were like, we'll make it sunken cost policy. We were like, we'll stop a couple nights and make it fun. Like it'll be a cool cross country drive.
Yeah.
But then as it got closer, we aged and we were like, we gotta get there. I just want to get there. I'm not stopping if I don't have to. But I mean, it was still a really cool drive. We almost actually went through Joshua Tree, but I didn't want to add the extra hour and a half to go up through there because I was like, maybe we could stop there one night.
And no, you should just.
But
when I went to Palm Springs, I actually emailed the hotel because the hotel that I stayed at has a theater in LA that I performed at. So I was like, why don't I email the hotel, see if I can get a free hotel room in exchange for some like weird little comedy show that I do in Palm Springs. They never got back to me. And I was like bummed and surprised because I had performed at their theater.
Oh, I thought they got sick because I'm so famous. You're going to be like bummed and surprised because I'm actually Gavin. Have you seen my numbers?
Well, I mean, their theater is 1,600 seats, and I did perform at it in Los Angeles. So, like, six to one, half a dozen to the other.
Apples to apples.
Yeah. But she finally got back to me, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I missed you. Maybe next time. So I am probably going to go back to Palm Springs, and you guys should come, and you won't even need a passport for that. We can just hang.
Absolutely. Oh, Elena's stressed. She's fizzing.
I just haven't done mine yet.
Elena needs to fizz.
We said we're going to do a whole episode of questions. We only did one question.
But we did a good job with it.
Oh, you know what? I have just a couple quick comments on the why women might like gay men smut.
Sure. While you stir your fizzy.
Yes.
This was a comment. This was a question from last episode that I don't think we said out loud. Which was, why do all gay women like porn of gay men?
That wasn't the question.
That was the question.
The question was, why verbatim. Do thousands of bi women like myself like man-on-man smut?
Well, and you like men.
Okay, but I'm this tracks for lesbian women too. And I have a theory. I have a two-part theory. One, I think partially because watching women in porn is so often you're watching like through the male gaze, and it's quite like it can be kind of gross and derogatory and all these things that potentially women who are into women are not into watching, because you want to actually see a woman yeah. enjoying herself, and you're not usually going to see that in mainstream porn.
Whereas the male gaze applies mm-hmm. to men, applied to men is empowering.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, am I right about that?
And I think that there's...
That was real?
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're like watching... Maybe... Yes, I think that could be a part of it. I do
I'm
think
so
that could
smart.
Be a part of it. And then also, I feel like there's still something subversive about two men. What are you laughing at?
I made a funny face.
Oh, I didn't
I just
see it.
Ashley just made the best face ever.
Oh, no,
that was
I didn't
so
see
funny.
It.
It'll be on tape.
Oh my God.
I think that there's still something... subversive about two men, you know, getting it on. And so that can be exciting to queer people in general, whether or not you're actually attracted to men.
Yeah, so I can see that.
That's my theory.
Interesting.
I think also it's more visual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, everything's tucked away, you know? Whereas with peen, it's just out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's my non-expert opinion.
No, I think that's probably part of it too. It's a lot harder to fake. So you kind of you almost have like a guarantee that there is some sort of not you don't, but like
can you show us our profile here? Yeah,
this one. This is my profile. Great I'm really profile. Hoping it's wow. cute. This is the thing. There's one ring that I'm actually really hoping to
Yo,
get.
Elena, the next time you go into one of these lives, can you invite me to it, please?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to film a video, and I'm going to do a live stream opening like all of them.
But I want to see a legit mom.
Oh, like you want me to send you one? Oh,
when
absolutely.
Southern Finch goes live, I want to be there.
Absolutely.
Elena, is there like a chart that you are trying to fill in all of the rings? Is there like a chart, a master chart that's like
catch
them all the possibilities?
I don't think so. No, I'm sure you could find that somewhere.
Because I'm like, are we trying to get a rare ring or
so this is you're trying to get diamonds. That's what you're trying to get. So
oh,
this
right,
is another
right.
Free the inner you. Rose gold plating, lab created blue green rainbow topaz. So this is it's the same. Yeah. I know.
God.
Ashley does not like
No,
that
I
one.
Love it. I love it.
So it's actually the same plating as yours, Ashley, except yours is like diamond and mine is.
Ashley, was Ashley's ring the most expensive today?
What's the retail value?
$148. So mine and Ashley's are the same.
That's weird that they're both $148. That's crazy. It's almost like they picked that number because it psychologically is pleasing for some reason.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Very nice. Yes.
Wow.
This was the Chosen Family podcast.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Checked out the Patreon. That's how I afforded 50
Patreon.com/Chosen Family Podcast.
My wings.
Where we prioritize those questions. It is our main source of income. Go.
Mag, do the promo in that voice.
Oh. If you want more
the Patreon.
If you want Elena to be able to get these wings, you know, check out the Chosen Family Patreon. ChosenFamily.com/Patreon. Chosen Family, wait. Patreon.com/Chosen Family Podcast. Check it out. This is where Elena's getting the money for the wings, so you really gonna wanna
Okay, now do it drunk.
If you guys want it. Elena wants rings. If you guys want to give money
why
for the rings,
why are you southern?
You go deep south when you drink. What did we have for dinner? We had like whatever your partner's having.
A piece of spaghetti caught in the mouth of your partner and your own. Goodbye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamine.
Edited by Danny Jewell. Executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.